Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's WTIC. It's an amazing day. It's time to talk a little Donald Trump. Should he run again? Is that the answer for the country?
The Constitution of the United States, right? And it says very, very clearly, protect the Constitution of the United States. I don't believe he's just supposed to be a statue.
This is Trump talking about Mike Pence and how Pence let him down by not kicking the Electoral College votes out of Washington.
I don't believe he's just supposed to be a statue who gets these votes from the states and immediately hands them over. And that's if you see fraud.
He's saying Pence should have seen fraud and acted on it. Dave and Vernon, what do you think? Trump again or should Trump go away?
Trump needs to go away. I don't credit him with the economy at all. I've got the charts and I can go way back. And actually, after Bush, the economy started to come around under Obama, I hate to tell you. And it continued to rise under Trump. And then when Trump left, the economic numbers continue to rise under Biden so far. So I don't know where Trump gets the claim that he did anything specific to turn the economy around. It was already around. That's on the economic front. There are so many other aspects of the man that offend me. I just can't enumerate.
Yeah, we got
all,
it, Dave. Thank you for. It's good to start off with a call like yours. I appreciate it. 860-522-9842. We'll take a bunch of calls coming up.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
We were just talking, Anthony and I, producer Anthony and I. He's saying, well, he's a young guy. He's wondering, is it always going to be crazy like this? I don't know. I don't see where the change is. We're at each other's throats, in part because we should be, because the left is so outrageous in their desire to undo the American system of government. But at the same time, we've got these constructs like social media, like dying old-fashioned news. People's attention splintered, so we don't have these uniform experiences. I was playing this sound from Jimmy Carter earlier. Everybody watched that malaise speech he gave in 1979. Kim in Middletown, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hi, I think we should be renamed, number one, the Federated States of America, and just make it everything states' rights. The cultures are all so different, it makes sense that we should split up and not try and go through this little chicanery of trying to convince just one side of the population that they're right while the other has to sit it out. I think DeSantis is going to be the nominee. I think Trump needs to go away. He did do some good things, but I think it goes to the issue of character. And you're still going to have a lot of people that don't like him because of him. So you're still stuck at the 50% mark that you still can't get the other 50% to vote for you.
Well, I think that's true. And I also think that there's a moment for these things. There's a moment for individuals to capture the wind and be the answer. And there's a certain illusion to that. There's a fantasy, a public fantasy. It's like Barack Obama. I was saying to Anthony, why would anybody have imagined that Barack Obama would be a capable president? Well, I don't think people voted for Barack Obama because they had any reason or even considered him being a good president, because why would you think that? That would be a completely irrational thing to think. You would just look at him and say, inexperienced, unqualified, never has demonstrated a desire to lead, never has led. Why would you think a person like that could lead? And we tend to follow these fantasies. I don't know. We're talking about Donald Trump. Should he run again? Matt in Bristol. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Todd. So if someone like DeSantis runs, I hope Trump will just throw his weight behind him. But if it's Mitch McConnell, Greg Abbott, people like that running, I absolutely think he should run again. I think he can win.
You think Trump should run again if that's the situation? Is that what you're saying?
If there's not a DeSantis or someone like him running,
Do you see anyone else who qualifies for that? For being a DeSantis type candidate?
There's a few, but not many. McCarthy and a few of those guys in the Senate. There's a few of them that might be able to hold up to that level, but other than DeSantis, not to have the whole package.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Gene in Harwinton, what do you think?
Good afternoon, Todd. How are you today?
Thank you for the call, Gene.
Okay, well, I enjoyed that young gentleman you had on a little earlier, too.
Yes, Mr. Ring, Mr. Noah Ring. He was good.
I liked him a lot. And anyways, Donald Trump, I'd back him again. I'd vote for him in a second. I wish he would run again. You know, it's too bad that his personality got in the way, because the man drew a hard line. He's whether they like it or not, that's what we need there.
Well, no, I'm just saying, Gene, that's his personality that you're saying was a problem. It's too bad his problem got in the way, but
It didn't get in the way for me. I could see through it, you know?
Yeah, but that's the conflict, I think, right there that you've identified. Thank you, Gene, for the call. Phil is in Manchester next on WTIC. Should Trump run again, Phil?
Definitely. And that caller, five callers, Dave, that guy Dave, I'd like to know what country he lives in. Because every name.
What did he say that you're objecting to?
Well, the one that's saying that the Trump was horrible and that Biden was great and Obama was great and all these, our economy was so much better then. I'm like, what country does he live in? Right now, we're paying almost $4 for gas. When Obama was president, I was paying $5 for gas. When Trump was president, I paid $1.78 for gas. I don't understand what country he's living in. I really don't.
Gas prices are definitely going up. Thank you, Phil. Fred in Durham. Hi, Fred.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for the call, Fred. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't mind if Trump won again. What people don't realize is that as soon as he did win, all the Democrats, they fought him for 3 years.
They did, 4 years.
Calling him a traitor, calling his spying on his children, on his, I would never have thought that you couldn't talk to the FBI without having a lawyer. It's crazy what the government did.
Well, it's worse than that. You had the head of the FBI who was conspiring to get Trump impeached.
Exactly.
It was quite a remarkable time. Thank you, Fred, for the call. 860-522-9842. See, this is there's a double-edged sword to Trump. He was divisive and polarizing, and he was always at war with the power structure, and that was problematic. And yet, the power structure was corrupt and was trying to destroy him. Now, some of that was Trump's fault because he went to war with everybody. It might have been good if he'd left out the media and not targeted the deep state in the spy agencies right off the bat, so he wouldn't have had them his enemy. But he made everybody his enemy. And that was beautiful because he was at war with the deep state, and that ruined him because he was at war with the deep state. Can we go through that again?
I needed better judges. The Supreme Court was afraid to take it. Don't forget, if you take all of the everything out, take all of the dead people that voted, and there were thousands of them, by the way. We have lists of, you know, obituaries, etc. If you take all of that, just look at one thing. The legislatures of the states did not approve all of the things that were done for those elections.
So this is the thing with Trump. What went through my head today? I'm on the elliptical. I'm at the gym. And they're flashing these cuts of Trump. And I'm thinking it's still all about him. It's still him at war with all the machinery of government trying to make it do what he wants it to do. And I thought, can we go through this again? Does he have the ability to update himself and to be the candidate of 2024? Or will he still be running in 2024 litigating what happened in the last election? Which it seems like he doesn't have the ability to move on from. But I don't think he can start a movement around how he lost last time. I don't know that that's a great campaign angle. 860-522-9842. Should Trump run again? Here's your weather forecast. It's going to be cool and comfortable, 60 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, we will see rain in places in the afternoon, but otherwise we'll get some sunshine with a high 80 degrees. Saturday, 82 degrees, beautiful day. And Sunday, humidity comes back, a morning shower, then a thunderstorm in the afternoon as temps get back up to 80 degrees. Right now it's 81 at WTIC. Am I being too harsh on Donald Trump? I was so excited about him at times just because I thought that somebody had to go and take a sledgehammer to the infrastructure of Washington. But Trump was the guy who was vociferous enough to do it, but couldn't modulate it, didn't have the finesse for knowing when to pull back a little bit, let himself drift out of the news, stuff like that. Mark in Middletown, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hello, Todd. I don't call in very often, but you asked about Donald Trump running again, and I've come reluctantly to the opinion that the answer is no. I think we conservatives can do better because Donald Trump is a lot of positive things that I really, really hold dear right now, but a politician he is not. And he managed to anger people that could have been supportive had he not been so obnoxious to them. So I admire the man's courage and the fight that he put up, and I'm thinking more along the lines of Rand Paul or someone like that to step forward. And that's my opinion on that.
I like your Rand Paul idea. I think he is thinking the same thing you are, and he's having these fights with Fauci, which is really good. It makes for good television, which is, you know, that's the kind of cuteness you need to have in politics to be able to put yourself out there and catch a wave. And we need somebody who believes what Rand Paul believes, I think. I agree with that. 860-522-9842. I think that would be nice to have Rand Paul running. Joe's in Simsbury next on WTIC. Joe, what do you think?
I think, Todd, with all due respect, I think the question is premature. And the reason I think it's premature is that we know for a fact that Arizona and Georgia were stolen. We don't know for a fact that the other states were yet. We're not even really that close. So right now, to say whether or not he should run or not, I think it all depends on what ends up happening with those states. And what I mean by
let's say all those states are proven to have been stolen.
Then absolutely, well, first of all, if they're proven to be stolen, he needs to be put back into office. I don't know who thinks that it's possible for this country to survive to have an election be stolen and have us not do whatever it takes to fix that result. So let's assume that, for argument's sake, that we don't find this out until like 3.5 years into the Biden administration. At that point, Trump absolutely needs to be the president. People need to vote for him, not because Trump is going to do the best job, but because, again, if we don't fix that and do what's right as Americans and allow that kind of a steal to occur and stand just because, you know, well, it's inconvenient, we didn't like him enough the first time, he won. We need to fix it. This country, I believe with every ounce of my energy, cannot survive if it's proven that this election was stolen and we don't do things to make it right, including Democrats who hate his guts. It is that important to do what's right.
Joe, thank you for that. I want to get some other people reacting to it. 860-522-WTIC. Joe says, if all the states that are being investigated turn out to have robbed Donald Trump, then he should be made president, even if it's in another 2.5 years, 3 years. Your thoughts on that, please. 860-522-9842. And should he run again? Mark, you're on the air. Hi, Mark.
Yes. Hi. The answer to Trump running again is no. I don't believe that he would be able to garner enough votes to win if there is still fraud available. And there will be fraud. We will not fix all the fraud. These people are hell-bent. The left is hell-bent on destroying the electorate, destroying the voting system, taking it over 100%. You know what's going on. So I just don't believe that Trump can really win.
Why would another Republican win?
Well, I like this. I think DeSantis is a much more likable guy in the Republican, in the on the right, you know, for conservatives and independents.
Well, I understand, but why would Democrats, if they have total control of the electoral system, what we can see is that they don't care about anything except winning. Therefore, why would a more palatable political figure change what they're going to do if they've got their hands on all the buttons of the voting system?
I get your point. I just feel that there's a better chance, okay? That's the best way I can put it.
All right, that's fair enough. Thank you, Mark, for the call. 860-522-9842. We're talking about Donald Trump. He's talking about how he was robbed once again. And Joe says he was robbed, and nothing will be right until he's made president, based on the last election, even if it's time for the next election. Gladys, hello there. Do you still have the voice? There it is. I love it.
Hey, listen, I want Trump to run for U.S. Congress because I've got a feeling the Republicans are going to win big on both aisle, on in the House and in the Senate. And I want Donald to be majority leader.
The Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House.
And you think that would go well if he were the Speaker of the House?
Well, yeah, I do, because he would have, you know, control. It would be him against the president. I mean, maybe nothing would get done, but nothing's getting a lot of terrible things are getting done.
Yeah, that's true too. All right, Gladys, thank you so much for that. 860-522-9842.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
WTIC, we're talking about Donald Trump. He's in the news again because of new books that are out on Donald Trump, which included interviews with him. And some of that sound has been making its way around. We've been playing some of it. Curious what your thoughts are on the return of Trump. Do you want him back? Do you want him back? Wayne in Middletown, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hey, Todd, I just wanted to chime in on, says one of your just past callers about the integrity of the election, and I absolutely believe it should be investigated, and says if there, you know, it is found out that these people did cheat, that we should set a precedence of you are going to jail for this. So this, you know, sets the tone for the next elections, that this will not be tolerated if this did happen. And, you know, the stuff I...
So you disagree, with what Joe was saying, that even if it's 3.5 years into the term of Joe Biden, that he should be removed and Trump should be put into office?
Trump is irrelevant right now. It basically, to me, it's about the integrity of the election, you know, and to make a clear point that this will not be tolerated.
Yeah.
And we got to do something about this, because there's 80 million people that voted for Trump that are wondering what really happened with this election.
Well, that's a good point. I don't know how, back to what Joe was saying, I don't know how you can go back to that. You can't go back in time and redo an election that's history. At some point, you have to say, okay, that happened. We have to punish the people who made it happen. But once we swear in a new president, it strikes me that that's the president, that history has gone and done the succession, and you're stuck with that. Bob in Hartford next on WTIC. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Todd? You know, one thing I haven't heard you say at all is, what about if there is proof that there's election fraud? Why are we going after these people criminally? Why aren't they paying the price for the felonies they're committing?
Actually, that's what I just said, is you have to go after the people who committed crimes, but I don't think you could in 2.5 years undo the election, that you know, undo the Biden presidency. Biden is president no matter how he got to be president. We've had presidents who have, well, but that this isn't the first time. You know, Joe Kennedy went and bought votes in Chicago and New York with suitcases of money being passed around. This corruption is not a new thing. People will do anything for power. And Richard Nixon, I agree with you. We've already agreed on that, Bob.
Because we got senators, our own senators commit obstruction of justice on the House floor every day. I mean, we're just allowing these people to keep doing these illegal things, but they'll punish all the little people to the max. They have to be punished for what they're doing.
Thank you, Bob. I agree with that. 860-522-9842.
John McCain was a bad guy. He was a bully and nasty guy, bad guy. A lot of people disliked him, you know, last in his class at Annapolis, all that stuff. But he was a bad guy. Okay? I say it to you. I don't care. You know, does it affect me? I won Aaron, okay? By a lot, you know.
So I don't know how Trump re-injects himself into the moment, because he's stuck in the moment of the election. I don't know if he'll ever move on.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We're talking Donald Trump. Tony in Terryville. Hi, Tony.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I voted for Trump twice. I didn't necessarily vote for the man. I voted for what he was trying to pass off as his beliefs, that make America great, America first, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. I thought he instilled, he was pushing national pride, which I agreed with and which we needed. And I think he served his purpose. I think he ran his course, but I think he opened a lot of eyes to really, I think people are more aware of, if you call it the deep swamp or whatever you want to call it, the games that are played there. To do anything.
But you're saying the times have changed now, so he served his purpose, and
well,
are you saying you would not support him again, and you don't think he should run again?
If he won the nomination, I would, but I don't think it'd be. I think maybe, I don't know at this point, but say for, as of today, someone like DeSantis can fight like he can. He stands up to the stuff that Trump always stood up, whether you agree or disagree.
So who should be the candidate? Who would be the best candidate?
As of today?
Yes.
All I know is of, say, DeSantis. He seems to be getting a lot of press, and he makes decisions, and he doesn't seem to, he goes against the grain. Even if it goes against the grain, he makes decisions what he believes is best for his state. And he doesn't, that's the way I see that. But
and he does it without creating all of the outrage. Thank you, Tony. Leslie in Vernon. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Todd. As far as I'm concerned, Trump was the greatest president in my lifetime, and I'm 78 years old, so I've seen a few different presidents. Second best was
Ronald
Reagan.
Do you think he should run again?
I do not think he should run again, because the country has had enough of this hateful press and media. There has been no president in my lifetime that has withstood as much hatred as Donald Trump has, and he stood up to it, and he fought for the country and for the people and not for himself. He did not need to be president. He did not need the power. He was already...
So when you say he shouldn't, when you say he shouldn't run again, you're saying it because... it wouldn't be in his best interest. But how about for the country?
No,
do you think
it
would
be
in the
best interest, because there's too much hatred.
All right. Thank you for that. Good to talk with you, Leslie. All right. Let's talk to Jonathan Johnson. Jonathan Johnson, CT Liberty Rally. Back to state politics. Jonathan, welcome back to WTIC.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
So it's been... it's been a week and a half since the rally at the state capitol. It was a good rally, and it it brought good results, I think, in terms of the governor backing off on a six-month extension and going to closer to 2 months. What are your thoughts as you look back on it?
Well, I'm looking at the current statistics on COVID-19 in the state of Connecticut, and the seven-day moving average of deaths in the state of Connecticut, COVID-associated deaths, is zero. It's literally zero deaths. There are zero deaths moving average on a seven-day average. So we're seeing, you know, there's all the fear-mongering going on. There's all this spin about Delta variant being out there. But in reality, the statistics that matter is we're seeing only a very moderate increase in hospitalizations. Deaths are still very low. And it's kind of like the contention that we were making a week and a half ago, which is, where is the state of emergency at this point? Right?
What is the emergency? There is no emergency. That point, right?
Right. That's one of the biggest points that was the takeaway. I mean, aside from the fact that who's comfortable in the state of Connecticut with Governor Lamont having 17, 18, 19 months of basically unchecked executive powers? It's unprecedented. If anybody on the other side of the aisle, or say like someone who's maybe a Democrat, said that, are you okay with President Trump running the country by executive order for 17 months straight? They would be up in arms about that kind of contention. But when Governor Lamont is doing it, fundamentally, you know, it's really no different. So it's really about whether an executive whether it's the federal government or the state government should be acting like a king and being able to write laws with executive orders and mandates and take these unprecedented powers for this long, especially given where we're at with COVID and the legislature, as the Republicans stated last week. They could have handled any of these small and minor regulations or that need to be put in place themselves.
It's certainly a bizarre situation that people are so willing to accept what Ned Lamont is doing. And one of the reasons I was excited about his quick response, even before the rally, just the fact that it was going to happen and we were promoting it, that caused him to back off in advance of the rally from the six-month request. And I take that as a sign of the administration's, Lamont and his controllers, that they look at it and they say, this is dangerous for us. We've got to be really careful how we do this. And I find that encouraging. Do you have a sense like that, that they think they've got to watch this very carefully and make their moves very cautiously, or the whole thing could blow up on them?
I definitely think that Lamont is in very dangerous territory as far as his public opinion goes, because poll after poll has shown, I'm looking at the WFSB polls that they keep running, and they keep liking to take those polls down because they keep not prolonging or extending the narrative that's been spun by the governor, because week after week, you know, same thing happened this Monday as we talked about last week. You know, this week it was, should the mask mandates go back in place because of the Delta variant? And it was like 65-70% of people were like, no, just no, you know. And they had to change that poll again within 36 hours to be, oh, would you travel to space if you got the opportunity? It's like, in the same thing that we talked about last week, it was like, should Governor Lamont's emergency powers be extended? 70% of respondents said no. And then within 36 hours, they were changing it to, is the rainy weather in July making you change your plans? It's like, this is the power of the media in this state. And we, you know, aside from yourself and some other radio shows like you and maybe a few Twitter accounts, you know, small news outlets, the media and the governor are in cahoots here. They got this symbiotic relationship where they both benefit off the fear mongering, the spin, the terrorizing of people out here. But in reality, the numbers don't lie, as hard as they, you know, spin them or whatever cycle threshold they're doing, they're testing people at this given moment, the PCR test or whatever else, you know, is baked into those numbers already. But the numbers don't lie. We can see the infection rates. We see the hospitalization rates. We see the fatality rates. We see the infection rates amongst children. Only one child between 0 and 9 years old has passed away of COVID-associated illness in Connecticut so far. 3 from 10 to 19. That's 4 deaths, and that's sad and tragic. But you know, based on data we're seeing from the CDC and studies that are being done on, it's only been about 350 deaths of children 0 to 20 in the whole country. And of those, they're basically finding...
You're saying over the entire COVID period, there's only been...
The entire pandemic, there's only been 350 deaths across the entire country from 0 to 19 years old. And of those...
That's incredible. Jonathan Johnson is from CT Liberty Rally. He's an activist who's been pushing for a year and a half regular rallies and regular attention to the oppressive nature of the big government in the state of Connecticut. Any closing thoughts for us, Jonathan?
If I'm going to say it again, the Unmask Our Kids CT group is growing. We're now over 10,000 members in the state of Connecticut. I want to say this, that you know, we're supposed to be looking at our regional partners. And two things. Let me just stand corrected for a second. I'm looking at the current numbers as of 7/21, sure. Just got released. 401 deaths between 0 and 18 years old in the entire country. But the other thing to keep in mind on that is that there's basically been zero cases, zero fatalities where children didn't have pre-existing conditions or some kind of comorbidity. But I'll just say, so I just want to say about the Unmask Our Kids CT movement, still growing. Governor Baker in Massachusetts just announced they're not bringing back any COVID restrictions. They're not looking at bringing any back. And they also said kids are not going to be masked in schools in Massachusetts. So, you know, to think that another regional partner like Massachusetts is already saying there's no masks in schools and why Governor Lamont is dragging his feet when there's very low chance of, you know, meaningful or serious infection or death. It's the contention of the people to say they don't want their kids in masks anymore is not unfounded. There's many multitude of states and across the country not masking their children for school. And we're fighting to not have our kids be forced into masks. You want to have your kid in a mask? You want to make that choice for you and your family? Go ahead.
So what's the website on that?
It's www.unmaskourkidsct.com.
Jonathan Johnson, thank you, sir. Good to have you here once again. 860-522-9842. We've been talking about Donald Trump. How do you feel about his return to the limelight? How do you feel about the idea that he might run again? Will he be relevant? Should he be relevant? Has time already passed him by? That's my sensation. I feel like it's over for Trump. Everett, what do you think?
No, I don't. See, it's hard. I'm not getting the vibe that he wants to run, for one. But you got 80.
I agree with that, true.
Yeah, you got 83 million pissed off people. Did not. I'm wondering if he stole an election. They did. And they didn't steal it. They said, we're taking it, and what are you going to do about it? So you got a bunch of PO people out there that are basically just ignoring the president and the politics and everything right now. You know what I mean? I don't know what's in, and I think the Democrats are going to get crucified in the next election cycle.
Yeah, that's another thing. I think that's a really good observation, Everett. Thank you for that. I believe that you are correct. That's where things are heading right now. I mean, I'll say things like this. I don't mean to predict, because predicting isn't constructive. What I'm doing when I say things that sound like a prediction is I'm saying what I see when I look at it right now. And there's always the caveat when you're doing that, especially talking about what's happening in a year. The caveat is something could happen that isn't part of the recipe right now. Some other ingredient gets dumped in, changes the dynamic. But based on normal dynamics, I think Everett is right, that there's no reason to think that Republicans are not looking at a great opportunity next year to take back control of Congress, to also start making some inroads. Wait, what year is next year? It's amazing how fast things change. Wow. Next year, there's a gubernatorial election in the state of Connecticut. Can you believe it? And you have to look at it and say that it's a good situation for Republicans if there's a strong Republican candidate. And so far, there are no declared candidates. But, of course, there's no declared Democrat yet. The governor looks like he's going to run again, but the word is that he won't announce until the beginning of the year. Which means, maybe the Republicans will wait. But still, there's a campaign coming up next year. There's a campaign for Congress. George Logan, former state senator from Ansonia, announced yesterday he's running in the 5th Congressional District against Johanna Hayes. There is a new leader of the Republican Party in the state, Ben Proto. There are the beginnings now of a movement for Republicans to reassert themselves and seize an opportunity, and that is utter Democratic failure. If you look behind the charade and look at the evidence, which is harder to do in the state because of COVID and all the money being dumped from the federal government. So what happens with the dynamics in the state has a lot to do with who the candidates are and what they articulate for a message. But I think that's all correct, that we're in a good position, way better than it was. And part of the reason is because Donald Trump elevated the anxiety and the pulse of the Democrats as much as he did the Republicans. So usually the challenge is for both sides, how do they activate their core voters? How do they make them excited enough to show up to vote in high enough numbers so they can win an election? In other words, elections aren't usually about which candidate people like better. They're usually about which side's dedicated voters show up to vote in the largest numbers. And Donald Trump, I think, made it possible in the last two election cycles for Democrats to get their voters out in elections that Republicans normally would have done much better in. That's my assessment. 860-522-9842. The Rant Line coming up next hour, 751-4698.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!